We're up to Yeshaya, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Sancheirav had boasted about how he was able to conquer the whole world. Nothing had stood in his way. And now the Navi is going to, is relating over what Sancheirav's words, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu mocks the false power of Sancheirav. Sancheirav had felt in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Omar Bechoach Yodi Yosisi, with the power of my hand, I've done Uvechoch Masi Kinivunosi, and with my wisdom, because I have such a great understanding, Va'osir Gvulos Amin, and I've removed the boundaries of all the nations, Vasuda Sam Shosesi, and I've plundered their treasures, whatever they had for the future. Va'orid Kabir Yoshvim, and those that dwelled in strongholds, I've lowered them down from their power, and I've conquered them all. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Very often when one nation conquers another, as the Malbim explains, there's a drawn-out war, and a lot of the nation's wealth and power and treasures are destroyed. Imagine a guy who conquered Berlin after World War II. There wasn't that much left after all the bombing, and it wasn't worth too much. What Sancheirav said was, Vatimso Chakein Yodi. When I conquered the nations, I found Chakein like a bird's nest. My hand has found them like a bird's nest, L'chel Ho'amim, all of the wealth of the nations. The nest is intact. You found the nest, you have all the wealth. There was no battle and there was no destruction. V'chesof beitzim azuvos. And like somebody who finds abandoned eggs. Kol ha'aretz ani osofti. And like somebody who gathers in abandoned eggs, so to have gathered in everything that was in the land. It was even easier than finding a bird's nest. Because when you find a bird's nest, very often the mother bird puts up a struggle. But here there were abandoned eggs. V'lo haya nodei kanaf. There was no one who shook a wing. Very often the birds would fight with their wings. Ufot sefeh. They didn't open their mouth to bite. Or they didn't open their mouth to give a shriek, a scary sound. Umitzavtzik, and it was not even chirping. Some learned that they didn't try to scare off Sancheirav, the attacker, with a shrill noise, and they didn't even chirp and like plead with Sancheirav. They just surrendered without a battle. So Sancheirav said, I conquered everything. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the way Sancheirav talks. Ha'ispo'er ha'garzen. Al hachotzevbo. Could a hatchet glorify itself over the one who chops with it? When somebody swings an axe, the axe is not the one that's cutting the wood. It's the person who's swinging it. Sounds like the NRA, you know, the National Rifle Association. You know, it's not the rifle that does the shooting. But it's not the axe that does the cutting, it's the one that swings it. But there is a certain truth to the fact that the one who swings the axe lifts it up, and then from there the axe, with a force of gravity, can come down and can do some damage on its own. But Sancheirav is even less than an axe. He's not even the axe that Hashem is swinging, which would cause us to ask, Hayispo'er ha'garzen al-achotzebo, could the axe glorify itself over the one who chops with it? Sancheirav is even less than that. It's more comparable to im yisgadel ha'masor al-menifo. Could a saw consider it greater al-menifo on the one that wields it, the one that moves the saw? An axe works with a force of gravity. A saw has no gravity at all. It's the person who works back and forth, moving the saw away from him and pulling back. It's a constant effort, but the saw does nothing on its own. That's what Sancheiriv is more like. Kehaniv Shevet Es Merimov. But Sancheiriv's gaiva, his pride, his arrogance, went even more than believing he is the saw that somehow is able to do it on his own. But Kehaniv Shevet Es Merimov. Would a stick believe that it could shake those that lift it up? Kehaniv Shevet, the stick is going to shake. Es Merimov, the one who picks up the stick. And Sancheiriv seemed to feel that he could affect what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do. He's going to go ahead and conquer Yerushalayim, even though we're the people of Hashem. Yerushalayim's the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to go ahead and control Hashem, Chas v'Shalom Kaviyochol, like a stick that is going to shake Es Merimov, the one who lifts it up. Kahari Mate, like a rod lifts up. A rod doesn't lift up. Low eights. The wood doesn't do that. Kahari Mate, what? He feels like he's the rod. He's the stick that's able to lift the one who raises it. Low eights is not the wood that doesn't do that. That does that. What Sancheiriv believed, which we'll see later on, is he felt as if he was a god. He was a power in himself. Everything was a greater. We're building on his faults, and we're pointing out his gaiva. He felt that he had the power, like the axe. And not just the power once Hashem made him the controller of the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him such power, now he's able to do it on his own. But he felt he was like the saw, that he didn't need Hashem at all, that almost as if, even though he's not able to do anything on his own, he sort of felt he's has the ability. And not only that, but he can control Hashem. And not only that, he is the power himself. Lachen, therefore, such an extreme gaiva, and such a chil Hashem, the way Sancheiriv spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if he's the one who's doing it all. Lachen, therefore, Yishalach HaAdon, the Master will send out, we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that term Adnus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who controls. Hashem, who's the one who's the Baal HaRachamim, and who cares for Klal Yisrael, and won't tolerate what Sancheiriv is causing the suffering in this Chil Hashem. Tzvokos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all, the whole world and everything in it. Hashem will send B'mishmanov, and the fatted ones of Sancheiriv, Rozon, he'll send a leanness. The Malbim explains, with a nation, there are two things the nation has pride and takes and glorifies in. One is the inner power. It has a powerful army, it has giboyrim, strong men, it has courageous fighters, the people themselves are a powerful, courageous nation. And then it has the external trappings. There's a lot of people, it has a lot of wealth, a lot of power. Not that the quality of the people is so special, but it has the covered hachitzon, the external honor. And by a person also you have that. You have the person has his inner koach, which in Chazal was referred to usually a person who was able to eat well and he wasn't. Nowadays our nisayon is the other way around. People have plenty to eat and we have to control ourselves. But in those days, very often people were malnutritioned and a sign of health was a person who was heavy and ishamein, the gibor and bori, big, healthy, strong was all synonymous. But you have the person with that kavod, that honor, and then there's the external honor. He's a wealthy person, he has children, he has a family, whatever other things he has. We're going to compare Sancheiriv as a person and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make all of that fall away. Lochein yishalach ha'odon Hashem tzvokos. The Master HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send b'mishmanov, and the fatted ones of Sancheiriv, Rozon, is going to be a leanness. They're no longer going to be the big, strong warriors. They're going to become lean. They're not going to have that extra poundage. They're going to be weaker. V'sachas kavodo, and instead of his honor, yikad yikod, there's going to be a burning fire. Kikodesh, like a blazing fire. There's going to be a burning that's going to take place in the army of Sancheiriv. The Gemara brings us down in Sancheiriv. The Gemara we'll be talking about more later, but I'd like to quote the way it's mentioned in Maseches Shabbos. On Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, V'tachas Kavodo, instead of Sancheiriv's army, Yekad Yekod Kikodesh, there's going to be like a blazing fire. Amar B'Yoichanan, the word tachas has two different meanings. Sometimes the word tachas means in place of, instead of. Chamisha Bokar Yishalim Tachas Ashor. We had just had in yesterday's laning. Five Bokar instead of the stolen ox. Arbatzon Tachas Aseh. Four sheep instead of the sheep that was stolen. It can mean instead of. Tachas can also mean underneath. So, tachas can mean underneath something, and tachas can mean instead of. The word kavod, a person's honor, could either mean here his body. His body is what gives honor to his neshama, that everyone has his own appearance, and that the neshama is kept guarded and secluded I don't know if it's comparable to like kol kavuda bas melech penima. The neshama is kept protected inside b'chadrei chadorim, and the body is there to protect the neshama. It's the honor of the neshama. And the body and the clothing of a person is also called his honor. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing mechadusa, what gives him honor. The way you dress, people think of you in that manner. V'tachas kvodo yikad yikod ki kodesh. Om Rabbi Yochanan, tachas kvodo v'lo kvodo mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says kvodo here means the clothing. The clothing wasn't touched. Underneath their clothing, there was a burning fire. And if you looked at the army, you saw a whole bunch of uniforms. And underneath the uniforms, there was ashes. They were burnt up. Rav Elazar says, tachas kavodo mamish. Tachas means in place of. In place of the kavod, in place of their goof, there was no longer a human body there. It was burnt. Rashi learns that they're both agree with the. There's a question how you define the word tachas and what the word kavod is, but they both agree with the same idea. The body was burnt, the clothing were left intact. The third opinion, the Gemara says, where Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, tachas kavodo is kisreifas b'nei Aaron. It's like the nut of an aviyu, the tzaddikim that were killed in the midbar. The fire came in and burnt up their neshama. The body was even left intact. The kavod of the person, the kavod wasn't affected. Just the neshama was burnt. Ki sreifas b'nei Aaron. Mala halan sreifas neshama v'guf kayom. Afkan sreifas neshama v'guf kayom. I saw one of the mafarshim last night. I believe it might have been in the Ben Yehoyada. And he said, the truth is, each one of the Amoraim is trying to appreciate how great the Nes was. On one hand, if the body is burnt and the clothing are intact, that's such a visible miracle. We'll see in a moment it was like sawdust, like powder, and their body was totally consumed. And you'd see all the clothing was in pristine condition, and the body was burnt. That's a tremendous miracle. It's greater than just seeing dead people and it's not evident how they died. Here it's clear they died from fire and the clothing was left. The other Manda Omar held, no, the nace was, HaKadosh Baruch was showing a tremendous nace to give chizuk to Klal Yisrael, and the nace was done in the greatest possible manner, where people could actually count the bodies. You could see how many people there were. It wasn't just mounds of ash, where it's not clearly noticeable how many people there were. But the body was intact. They could count it. And even so, they were all killed. The sachas kivodo, in place of or under their honor, yekad yekod, there was a burning fire, kikodesh, like a blazing fire. Rashi brings down Sancheriv came from the descendants of Shem. The Medrash Rashi says, Kan Pora Livnei Shem, Hakovot She'osa Shem La'aviv. Shem did a tremendous honor for Noach when he disgraced himself and he wasn't clothed because he was shikar, he was drunk. Shem came and he covered him. Vayikach Shem V'yefeses Asimla. Shem's descendants here died in an honorable manner, in other words, they were covered, or they were buried, but they were covered and given that honor because Shem had covered Noach. V'hoya or Yisrael Leish. The light of Klal Yisrael will be like a fire. Ukidosho lelehava. And the Holy One of Klal Yisrael will be a flame. Uvoaro, and it'll burn. Va'ochlo, and consume. Shiso, shmiro. The thorns and the weeds. Biyom Echad, in one day. Or Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, the light of Klal Yisrael is referring to the Torah. The Torah that Chizkiyoh learnt, the light of Klal Yisrael, will now become La'ish. That'll become the fire that punishes Sancheriv and destroys his army. Ukidosho, and the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi has two explanations. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will now enable this fire to be a Lehova, a flame that travels and can consume more rapidly. It's not just a stationary fire, but it's a flame. The other pshat is a kedosho. Dover achu kedosho means the tzaddikim of the door. Chizkiyoh and the tzaddikim, like him, the kedosho, the holy ones of Klal Yisrael, take that eish, take that light of Torah, that's a fire, and they make it into a flame. The Malbim says there are two ways that the Geula can come. One way the Geula comes is when the time of Golus is over. Everything has a time, and if Mashiach doesn't come sooner, he'll come when the deadline arrives. Another way is if we deserve it. If people act and they do tshuva and they improve their actions, so then whatever punishment they got, whatever we've suffered in Golus, once we've corrected ourselves and we've done enough mitzvahs, so Mashiach will come before the time. As Chazal say, Be'ita achishena. If you're zoicha, be'ita, it comes in its time. And if you're not zoicha, it'll come in its time. And if you're zoicha, Mashiach will come earlier. V'hoya or Yisrael. The geula, the salvation, can come as a light. When it's daytime, it'll be light outside. V'hoi Or Yisrael, there'll be the light of Klal Yisrael. And that'll be La'esh. There'll be a fire that will burn the Goyim. But there's a better way. There's a more effective way and a way that will bring about greater Nisim. Ukidosho, if Klal Yisrael is able to be holy and connect to Kedusha and with the Koyach HaTorah, then Lulahova, it doesn't just become a fire, but it becomes an actual flame. Uvara, and it will burn, va'ochlin, it will consume. Shiso, shmiro, the army of Sancheriv, which is like thorns and like weeds, and is causing such difficulty for Klal Yisrael. It will get consumed, biyom echad, in a single day. Uchvod Yaro V'char Milo, the honor of Sancheriv's forest, like a yar, a forest. V'char Milo is the fertile fields and the vineyards. We're comparing Sancheriv's army, they had as many soldiers as a forest. And they had advisors, and they had a strategy, they had a plan. It wasn't just like trees of a forest, but it was like a fertile field that's planted and cultivated. The Karmiloi. Minefesh vad boser yechale. but from their soul to the basar, to their flesh, yechalel, all be wiped out. V'hoya kimisos noses, and they'll be like a termite chewing. That's one explanation of kimisos noses. They'll all be consumed. They'll be left as a powder. There are psukim we just mentioned, the different ways Chazal understood exactly what happened, and there are psukim that imply both ways. This pasuk seems to imply, like the opinion, that their bodies were burnt. Mi nefesh v'ad basar yichale. From their life, their nefesh v'ad basar, but even their flesh, it was all annihilated. It was all destroyed. But it could also be learned, if the body was left intact, mi nefesh v'ad basar yichale, it meant that dead body decomposed quicker than the average dead corpse would decompose. Mi nefesh, their soul was annihilated, v'ad basar, and then even the basar, that dead body that remained behind, quickly perished and disappeared and disintegrated. The Al-Sheikh says that the truth is both words of Chazal. Sancheirov had many different groups. He had his own army, and he brought in from the other countries additional soldiers that he brought into his army. There were different groups within Sancheirov. And both of them could have been true, and there were, especially based on what we mentioned, that there's a greater miracle in destroying the body, and perhaps it's a greater miracle not destroying the body. And it could be it all happened, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim heim. It's all true and it's all words of Torah. He mentions there were three different camps. Two of them were machanos that helped out Sancheirov. They were drafted into the army. And those enemy soldiers that were brought to join Sancheirov, their neshama was destroyed. But Sancheirov's army themselves, the Shiso and Shmiro, Uchvod Yaro v'charmilo minefesh v'ad basar yichale. The honorable, the Sancheirov's own army, that's like the forest, that's like the fertile field, Sancheirov's army, minefesh v'ad basar yichale, was totally wiped out. The enemy soldiers, those that were like the thorns and like the weeds, Sancheirov's captured enemies that he drafted into the army, that were less important. The soldiers that had joined Sancheirov, they're like the thorns. Those were totally wiped out. They were like the fire. The neshama perhaps was burnt, but their body remained intact. They remained like the shiso shmiro, like the thorns. V'haya kimisos noses, the Targum says, they'll be broken, tevir v'arik, they'll be broken, his army was destroyed, v'arik, and Sancheirov and his few men, which we'll learn about, fled, and they were also wiped out. V'haya kimisos noses, they were totally wiped out like a termite's chewing. Ushor eitz yaro, but the rest of the wood from Sancheirov's forest, from that tremendous army, mispor yiyu, there'll be very few soldiers that will survive. Vinar yichtavein, and a young boy, a lad, will be able to write down the number of soldiers that survive. There are a number of different explanations in the Gemara how many soldiers survived. And one opinion is, based on this pasuk, that 10 soldiers, as Rashi brings down, 10 soldiers survived. Because a katan, a child, knows how to write the letter Yud. Either it could be like Rashi, that in letter Yud, Rashi mentions on the Gemara, the Yud is almost like a drop of ink. It's not, there's not too much of a form to the Yud. It's the easiest letter to make. It's a little line. So, Vinar Yichtavein, a child who doesn't know how to write his Aleph days, but the Yud he can write. And that's the amount of soldiers that will survive. The Radak learns that when the letter, the child starts to write, the first letter he would learn is the Aleph. If you're familiar with the way the Aleph is written in the Torah, in Ksav Ashuris, but it's written with like a Yud. A Yud is part of the letter Aleph. In order to write that Aleph, first you have to write like a Yud. So the first thing he learns how to write is that Yud, in order to write his Aleph. So Sh'or Eitz Yaro, the forest of Sancheirav is basically wiped out. And he has a little bit of a remnant. Mispor Yu, and there'll be very few. V'nar Yichtavein, and a child will be able to write down how many soldiers survived. V'hoya v'yomahu, and it'll be on that day. Lo Yosef od Sh'or Yisrael. They won't continue anymore. The Sh'or Yisrael, the remnant of Klal Yisrael, Ufleitas Beis Yaakov, and the survivors from Beis Yaakov, from the house of Yaakov, they won't continue Lihishoin Al-Makeyu, to rely on the one that hits them. Very often, Klal Yisrael turn to their old enemies. They turn to Mitzrayim to help them, to Egypt, even though Klal Yisrael God suffered from Mitzrayim, but they turned to Mitzrayim. They turned to Ashur. And they asked Ashur to help them out, even though they suffered from Ashur. They won't, at this point, they will no longer turn Lehishoin Al-Makeyu to rely on the one that's hitting them. V'nishan Al-Hashem Kedosh Yisrael. They'll rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Kedosh Yisrael. He's the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. Be'emes, and they'll turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll rely on Him in truth. The Malbim says that the word Sha'or, the remnant, means those that remain in their place. While the word Pleita, the survivors, is those that, the refugees, those that escape, those that run away and they escape. Those that remain in Eretz Yisrael, those that remain in Yerushalayim, that's the Sha'or Yisrael, the remnant of Klal Yisrael. And Yisrael means the important ones of Klal Yisrael, the more prominent ones. Those that remain with Chizkiyoh are the Sha'or Yisrael. And then there's the Pleitas Beis Yaakov. Those that escaped from the 10 tribes, they're called Beis Yaakov. They're on a lower Madrega. And whatever ones might have escaped from the 10 tribes and joined Chizkiyoh, or they might have escaped and remained somewhere. But they'll realize after this miracle that they should no longer rely on Makeyu, on the one that's been hitting them. V'nishan al-Shem Kedosh Yisrael be'emes. No, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Holy One of Klal Yisrael, be'emes, in truth. Sha'or Yashuv, the remnant that remains, the Sha'or Yashuv, they will come back. Sha'or Yaakov, those that remain from Yaakov. El-Kel Gibor, to the mighty God, they'll come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll return, they'll see the tremendous miracles that are done for Klal Yisrael, and they'll return. It could also mean to say that they shouldn't think that only some of those that remain will return, but even though Klal Yisrael is going to lose a lot, the 10 tribes are going to be gone, and they're only going to have Chizkiyoh and his people, but that Sha'or Yaakov, those that remain, will completely return. All of them will return. Sha'or Yashuv, Sha'or Yaakov, they'll return El Kel Gibor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will show himself as being the Kel Gibor, the mighty God of Klal Yisrael. Kim Yiyah, because if there'll be Amcha Yisrael, your people, Klal Yisrael, Kechol Hayom, they may be as numerous as the sea, as the sand of the sea, Sha'or Yashuv Bo. But what's going to remain is only going to be a small amount. There's going to be a Sha'or, there's going to be a remnant that remains. Even if they'll, right now, before the 10 tribes are driven away, even if they would be as many as the sand. But Sha'or Yashuv Bo, the remnant will return. Kiloyon charutz. There'll be a total destruction. Shotev tztaka. And it's going to wash away everything. Tztaka. And it's going to be righteous. It's going to be deserved. Those that are destroyed, besides Chizkio and his men in Yerushalayim, all the rest are going to be destroyed. They may be as numerous as the sand of the sea, Sh'or Yashuv Bo, but there's only going to be that remnant of by Chizkio that will return. And according to other explanation, those that are by Chizkio, that'll all do tshuva, Kiloyon Chorutz. But the destruction is going to be intense, Shotev Tztaka, and it's going to surge forth with justification. They're going to deserve it. And the other pshat is that the tztaka that they do, the righteousness of those people, shotef will be able to wash away the kiloyon chorutz, the intense destruction that Sancheirib is going to bring. Sancheirib will destroy the rest of the country, he'll conquer the whole world, but the tztaka done by Chizkio and his people will be able to stop it and wash it away. Ki cholav v'necharotzav. Because it's an intense destruction. Hashem Elokim Tzvokos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osa Bekerev Kol Haaretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do in the land. Lochen, therefore, Ko Omar Hashem Elokim Tzvokos. So says Hashem. Al Tira Ami, don't be afraid, my nation. And that's a term of endearment. Ami, you're my people. Yoshev Tzion, those that live in Tzion, don't be afraid, me Ashur, from Ashur. Bashevet Yakeka, Asher might hit you with a stick. Umateu Yisrael Alecha, and his rod he'll lift over you, Kederach Mitzrayim, like Egypt did, like Mitzrayim did. The Malbim points out that the term Shevet is a gentler, a staff. It's not as painful a stick as a mate. In Lashon HaKodesh, every word has its own meaning. Shevet is a stick, but it's not painful like a matan. The Pasuk says, Chosech Shevet Sonei Beno. Someone who holds back the rod hates his son. Meaning he's got to discipline his child. But even though it uses the word for a stick, the term is a shevet. It's a stick. Shevet is also used in terms of a court system. The shevet is L'yosur Shevet Miyehuda. To be the ruler, to make the rules, the laws, that's the shevet. The one who enforces it would use the mate. The policeman would use his mate, his rod, to actually do the beating. Hashem says, Al tira ami, don't be afraid, my nation. Yoshev Tzion that lives in Tzion, don't be afraid of Ashur. Bashevet Yakeka, whatever blow he might give, it's only going to be with a shevet. It's only going to be a... It won't be a powerful blow. Rashi says it's going to be talk. Sancheirib, in terms of hurting Chizkio, Chizkio and his men will be in the city. Sancheirib will be camped outside. Rav Shoke, one of his Sancheirib's men, is going to come. He was actually a Jewish turncoat. And he joined Sancheirib's army. And Rav Shoke is going to curse and blaspheme and tell the people to surrender. But he's actually not going to hurt them more than that. It's just going to be a scare. Bashevet Yakeka. He'll hit them with a shevet. Umateu Yisrael Lecha. There'll be a fear and a terror as if there's a matzah, like a rod that's lifted up over them, as if they're about to get a blow. And he'll lift it up b'derech Mitzrayim, like Klal Yisrael suffered in Mitzrayim. They're going to have that fear. But they won't be wiped out. They won't suffer the actual blow of the mate. He's going to wave a mate like Mitzrayim to give us the fear of such suffering like we had in Mitzrayim. But it's just going to be waved over you. Ki od ma'at mizar. There's only going to be a very short time. V'chola za'am. And the anger of Hashem will end. V'api. His fury and his wrath, the anger of Hashem will end. Al tavlisam. because of the perversion, the terrible actions of Sancheiriv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop giving Sancheiriv the power to do what he does. We learned before, Hoy Asher Shevet Api. Asher is the Shevet, the staff of Hashem's anger. Umatehu biyodam zami, and he's like the rod because of Hashem's wrath. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that Sancheiriv's done too much, he's gone too far, he's too haughty, Klal Yisrael's got their punishment, the anger will stop. This was a pasuk we had in earlier on, pasuk Hey. Asher is just like the stick in the hands of Hashem. V'chol ozam v'api al tavlisam. Seeing the way Sancheiriv boasts and he takes pride that it's his strength, Hashem's anger will stop, and at that point, the fear of Asher will end. V'orir alav Hashem tzvoko shot. Hashem will arouse on Asher shot a stick. Shot is actually a more painful blow than getting hit with a shevet or a mate. There's a pasuk that says shot lasus. For a horse, and they can hit it, and sometimes you hit the horse, and the horse doesn't even feel anything. It takes a good blow for the horse to give a gallop. But shot is a tremendous blow. V'oro lov Hashem tzvoko shot. Hashem will arouse against Sancheiriv, against Asher, a stick. Kamakas Midyon b'tzur Orev. Like the blow of Midyon that happened by the rock of Orev. That was also the night of Pesach. We've mentioned that before. That Gidon and his men had a victory over Midyon. And their leaders were killed in Tzur Orev, in different places. Here the Pasuk mentions one of them. But like Midyon was wiped out, Sancheiriv will be wiped out. Umateu al Hayom, and Hashem's mate, his stick, will be against Asher like it was by Kriyas Yamsuf, by the sea. Uniso, and Hashem will carry him away and take him out of this world. B'derech Mitzrayim, like Mitzrayim was destroyed. V'hoyo v'yomahu, and will be on that day. Yosur subolo me'al shichmecha. The heavy burden of Asher will be removed from your shoulders. V'ulo, and the yoke me'al tzavarecha, from your neck. V'chubal ol mipnei shomen, and the yoke of Sancheiriv will be destroyed, mipnei shomen, because of the oil. One explanation is mipnei shomen, they used to put oil on the animal's neck, because the animal was carrying a heavy yoke, and it would be abrasive, and it would give the animal a sore bruise, so they used to smear oils on the animal's neck to keep it soft, and it shouldn't be painful. So that oil, meaning the neck of the animal, ordinarily the yoke, damages the neck. And it would be expected that Sancheiriv, who's the mighty army, would destroy Chizkiyo, who's the king, who's ate the vegetables, who lived that simple lifestyle and learned Torah and Yerushalayim. Sancheiriv b'derech ha-teva would destroy Chizkiyo. And v'chubal ol mipnei shomen. Here, imagine that animal's oily neck, or shomen could also mean the fatness of the neck. If the neck is too fat to fit in the yoke, you try to stretch the yoke, and if it just doesn't go around the animal's neck, they'd have to sort of break the yoke to stretch it out, that it can go over the animal's neck. But instead of the yoke breaking the animal, instead of the yoke hurting the animal, v'chubal ol mipnei shomen. Sometimes the yoke gets broken, and the yoke is damaged, mipnei shomen, because of the fatness of the animal, or the oil that's on the animal's neck. Because of the neck, the yoke will be broken. And here, because of Chizkiyo, Sancheiriv will be destroyed. Rashi brings down, which we'll quote the Gemara in a moment, but Rashi brings down, Rabosenu Pirshu, because of the oil of Chizkiyo that was burning in the Bote Knesios and the Bote Midrashos, that the people were spending their nights learning, Sheisium, And Chizkiyahu forced them lasuk b'Torah, to learn Torah. Because of that oil, the light of Torah that was burning, that destroyed the oak, the yoke of Sancheiriv. We'll look at that Gemara in a moment. But Bo'al Ayos, first the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Bo'al Ayos. Sancheiriv came to the place Ayos. Over b'Migron, and then he crossed over Migron. That's another city. L'michmosh yafti kelov. And then he left a lot of his weapons in Michmosh. He figured he didn't need all that weaponry. Yerushalayim is not such a big city. He left a lot of his stuff behind. Avrum Abara. They crossed over the Yarden. They went over across the river. Geva Molon Lanu. Geva is the Molon Lanu was like an inn, a place where they spent the night. Chorda Harama, in Rama there was a trembling. Giva Shol Nasa, the people in Giva Shol fled. Sali Kolech Basgalim, the people in Basgalim, raise your voice. Hakshivi Laisha, and in Laisha they should hear the sound to know to run away. Ania Anasos, and the poor people in Anasos should feel the suffering and should run. Nodada Madmeina, the people of Madmeina have moved. Yoshve HaGevim HaYizu, the people living in Gevim HaYizu have gathered together, either the wealth have gathered together themselves, and they're going to leave. Od HaYom Benov Lamod, Sancheiriv is rushing. He's gone through 10 stations here to get to Yerushalayim. Od HaYom, while it's still day, Benov Lamod, he wants to stand in Nov. Yinofef Yodo Harbas Tzion. And he's going to wave his hand against the mountain of Tzion, that small mountain. Givas Yerushalayim, the hill of Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Sancheiriv, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. I'd like to learn this Gemara, Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, and Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. V'hoya b'yom ahu yosir subolo mi'al shichmecha. On that day, the burden of Sancheiriv will be removed from your shoulder, v'ulo mi'al tzavarecha, and the yoke of Sancheiriv will be removed from your neck. V'chubal ol mitnei shomen. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the oil. Amrav Yitzchak Nafcha, chubal ol shal Sancheiriv, mipnei shamno shal Chizkiyahu. Because of the oil of Chizkiyahu, the yoke of Sancheiriv will be destroyed. Shahiyadolek bevote knesios ubevote midrashos. That light was burning in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash. Ma'osa, what did Chizkiyahu do? Noatz cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash. He stuck a sword by the entrance of the Beis Medrash. V'amar, and he proclaimed, Kol mi she'eino osek b'Torah yidoker b'cherev. Whoever doesn't learn Torah should be stabbed with a sword. This was the decree of the king. Yidoker b'cherev zu should be stabbed with this sword. There was a graphic reminder. Anyone walking into the Beis Medrash saw the sword there. The sword placed there by the king. It was an awareness that it wasn't, there was no option whether to learn or not to learn. You must learn. And bodku midon v'ad Beersheva, they checked from Don to Beersheva, through the whole land. V'lo matzu am ha'aretz, they couldn't find a single am ha'aretz. Anyone who remained at that time, there wasn't a single person who was ignorant of Torah. Migeves v'ad antipars, V'lomotzu tinok v'tinokes ish v'isha shloyu b'kiyam b'hilchus tumah v'tahara. And they checked from the cities of Geves to Antipatris, other cities in the country, and there was no child, no man or woman, nobody who wasn't familiar with the laws of tumah v'tahara, which, for those that learn Gemara know, those are among the hardest halachas, are the dinim of tumah v'tahara. But in those days it was very nogeya, it had to be known. They lived with these laws of purity, and everyone knew it. the children and the women, everyone knew it. Val oso hador hu oimer, and about that generation, we have the pasuk that we mentioned earlier in Perek Zayin. V'hoya v'yomahu yichaye ish eglas bokor shteitzon. People would keep alive their little calf and two sheep, and that's all they had. They weren't interested in raising large flocks of animals or having vineyards. They just kept a little heifer, two sheep, just something to have some milk or some wool. They weren't interested in the grapevines. It all became weeds, as the Gemara brings the pasuk for that. The place that used to have 1,000 grapevines will now just be desolate. What they did care about was the oil, that they had the oil burning in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, and everyone was learning Torah. For Usav Shlalchem Oisef Hechosil, they'll gather in the plunder. There's a pasuk that's going to say later on, like the locust. Amr Lahem Novi Li Yisrael, the Novi said to Klal Yisrael, Sancheir was being wiped out. Isfu Shlalchem, go ahead and gather in all those spoils. Amrlo, they said, leave those, O Lachlok. Are we just going to take it as spoils? It's a free-for-all. Everyone can take whatever they want for themselves. Or are we going to divide it equally among all the people? Amrlo, he said, Ka'osef hechosil, like the locust gathers. Everyone is free to take whatever they want for themselves. Ma'osef hechosil, just like everyone takes for themselves, everyone can take the wealth for themselves. Amrlo, so they said, a lot of this money is Jewish money, because Sancheiriv exiled the 10 tribes and he took their wealth. So it could be somebody will go out there into the camp of Sancheiriv and he'll find a booty. He might find some sfarim, some mezuzahs. You know, then there's the stuff from the 10 tribes there. Are we allowed to keep that? Amar Lahem, he answered, Kameshik gave him shokek bo. It's like the rush of water from a spring that fills up the pools. That's what this wealth is like. And just like a spring, the Gemara says, raises somebody from Tumah to Tahara, a person becomes pure if he's Toivol in a spring, so too the fact that the Goyim conquered this wealth, it now no longer was considered to be the money of the 10 tribes. And they're allowed to take it, whatever they get, they're allowed to take. Amar Rav Huna, and now we deal with these last few psukim we just learned. Esamasos nasa osa rosha ba'osa yom. Sancheiriv traveled 10 stops in that one day. Shenemar bo'al ayos, he came to ayos. Ovar b'migron, and then he passed to a place migron. L'mich moshiafti kelev, and he left his belongings at michmos. That's 3 cities we've mentioned. Avru Ma'bara, he's crossed over the river crossing. Geva Malon Lanu. In Geva, that was like their inn. That's already the fifth city. Chorda Rama, Rama's trembling. Givashol Nasa, Givashol has fled. Sali Kolech Basgalim, the place of Galim, should the daughter of the inhabitants of Galim should raise their voice. Hakshiva Laisha, the people in Laisha should hear the tumult. Ania Anosos, the people of Anosos are wretched and are suffering. Nodado Madmena has moved. Yoshvi Hagevim Heizu, the people of Gevim have gathered together. So the Gemara asks, if you count them, you actually have 12. There's more than 10. Ayos, Migron, Michmosh, Ma'bara, Geva, Roma, Givashol, Baskaling, Laisha, Anosos, Madmeno, and Yoshve gave him. And they gave him. There's 12 places. Hanituva, Havion. There's more than 10. So the Gemara answers, Tzali Kolech Baskalim. Raise your voice, Baskalim. That was not the name of a city. Novi hu dekomer lo l'knesses Yisrael. The Novi said to Klal Yisrael, Tzali kolech bas galim, raise your voice. Bas galim, you people who are the daughter of Galim, the waves. Pito shel Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, sh'osu mitzvos kegalei hayom. The Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did as many mitzvos like the waves of the sea. And you're the daughter of them. The Bas Galim, Klal Yisrael is like the daughter of the Avos. One of the Mephoshim says, I think it's also the Ben Yehoyada. The word Gimel is like the word Gal. Galim has the same letters as Gimel, Galim. It's a reference to the three Avos. That's why the Avos are referred to as waves. But we're the descendant of the Avos. And therefore, raise your voice. Hakshiva Laisha. But listen for the lion. Laisha is also not a place. Listen for the lion. Mehai lo tistofi. Don't be afraid of Sancheiriv. Elistafi minavuchadnetzar harosha. Be afraid of Nebuchadnetzar. The Mosil Ka'aryeh, who's compared to a lion. One of those 10 people that escaped with Sancheiriv was Nebuchadnetzar. And he will come back later, and he will be the one to do the Churban, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, there's a posik, Ola Aryeh Misuvcho, the lion has come out of the thicket, referring to Nebuchadnetzar. Maya Niyo Anosos, what does it mean on Anosos? The word Aniyo can mean to respond, to call out. Osid Yirmiyo Ben Chilkiyo Misnabe Alo Me Anosos. Yirmiyo came from the place Anosos. And Yirmiyo is going to call out and proclaim that there's going to be a destruction from Nebuchadnezzar. Tachsiv Dirivre Yirmiyo Ben Chilkiyo from the Kohanim of Anosos. The Gemara says, Ihochi, if so, Botshulahu. So if so, if you take out the word of Bas Galim, that's not a place. And Laisha's not a place. And Anosos here just means the Nevu of Yirmiya. So now you're down to 9 places Sancheiriv went to. Avru Ma'bora Tarti Ninus. The Gemara says Avru was one place and Ma'bora was another place. There were 10 stops that Sancheiriv made. My od hayom benov lamod. Now, what does the pasuk mean that he's still going to be in Nov by the end of the day? Amravuna osa yom nishtayer ma'oino shel Nov. The city of Nov still remains. Me'avona shel Nov. Osa yom nishtayer me'avona shel Nov. There was an incident that happened hundreds of years earlier. David Hamelech was fleeing. He wasn't the king yet. David was fleeing from Shaul. Shaul was the king. And David came to the city of Nov. And he said he was on a royal mission. But he needs something to eat. And he didn't bring his weapons. So Achimelech the Kohen gave him some food. Gave him a sword. And David went on his way. Doeg, who was there, told Shaul that the Kohanim were together with David. They were plotting against Shaul HaMelech. Of course, the whole thing never happened. The Kohanim thought that David was being sent by Shaul. They didn't realize that David was perceived as a Moreid B'Malchus, as somebody rebelling against the throne. But Doeg said his Lashon Hara, that the Kohanim were helping David against Shaul. And Shaul told Doeg to go and wipe and kill them. And the whole city was wiped out. It seems almost like a statute of limitations here. But this Avera of Nov, even though David HaMelech, Shaul got his punishment, and David got his punishment, there still was some type of blame on Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael would be attacked, but within a certain time, because of this sin, they would not be protected. Amrele Kaldoi, the stargazer said to Sancheiriv, if you go right now and attack Yerushalayim, Yachlisla, you will be victorious. Vilo lo Yachlisla, but if not, you will not conquer the city. Urcha de boy liskuye basari yoma soga b'chad yoma. So Sancheiriv, with a tremendous urgency, traveled 10 stops in one day. When he got to Yerushalayim, he piled up a bunch of rugs. He wanted to get above the city walls and see exactly what he was dealing with. So they built some type of artificial tower. They piled up a bunch of clothing, and he was able to ascend. Ad zasolik v'yosef milavi shura, until Sancheirav had a vantage point over the walls of Yerushalayim. And he saw ad chazyu l'kul Yerushalayim. He could see the whole Yerushalayim. Ki chazye izuter ba'enei. And when he saw it, it was small in his eyes. Amar halodoi karta di Yerushalayim. Is this the city of Yerushalayim? Dalar gishis komashir yosi. That I mobilized my whole army for this? Valo kavshis komedinto. And I conquered the whole world before getting this last place. And there's nothing here. It's a small city. Halo is the ear of a chalosha. It's small and weak. Mikol krachi amamaya, from all of the fortified cities of the nations, the kavshis. Biskof yodi, that I conquer with my power. All of the kum. He got up. Umeinid bereshe. And he shook with his head. Movil maisi biyode. And he waved his hands back and forth. Al Tur Beis Makdasha, against the mountain of the Beis Hamikdash. Divitzion in Tzion, Val Azrosa of Yerushalayim, and on the Azara, the courtyards of Yerushalayim. Amri, the people said to him, Nishti Beyoda Aidna, let's put our hand against Yerushalayim now. Amalui said, Tamihisu, I'm in wonderment, what's your rush? Or he told him, Tamihisu, you're weary, you're tired, we rushed to get here. We'll do it tomorrow. L'mochar aisili kol chad v'chad minaychu. Tomorrow, each one of you soldiers will bring me gumi herig minei, a little piece of the wall. If everyone goes and takes a little pebble out of the wall of Yerushalayim, the wall will disappear and we'll have the city. We'll do that tomorrow. But miyad, immediately, on that night, the Malach came and wiped out the camp of Ashur. That's what the Pasuk is saying here. He rushed and he came through the ten stops. Od hayom benov lamod. He wanted to get there when it was still daytime to arrive at Nov. That where that sin of Nov would have allowed him to conquer Yerushalayim. Yinofef yodo ar bas tzion. And he got there and he waved his hands toward the mountain of Bas Tzion. Givas Yerushalayim, the hill of Yerushalayim. But behold, the master Hashem Tzvokos Misoef Puro Bimarotza. He'll chop off branches with an axe, or with power, he'll cut down the branches of Sancheirav's army. Verome Hakoma Giduim, those of a lofty stature, the high ones will be cut down, Vagvoim Yishvolu, and the high ones will be lowered. And the thicket of the forest will be cut by barza with iron. V'halavonon be'adir yipol. V'halavonon simply means, the Poshub Shad is Lavonon here is like that forest, the forest of Lebanon. We compared Sancheirav's army to a forest. V'halavonon be'adir yipol. They'll fall in the hands of the Mighty One. Either in the hands of Chizkiyos, the Mighty One, or in the hands of the army, of the Malach of Hashem. Stop here. All right.